at 7.
Breaking news, COVID-19 hits home for Governor Newsom, the family members who just tested positive.
And brush fires forced some evacuations in Alameda County. Some new information about this close call.
An actual rain chance on the way this weekend without any lightning potential. We'll take a look at how much you can expect in the forecast.
The new tearful testimony in the Theranos trial as a whistleblower tells the jury why she felt she had to quit.
They feel the emotion. You can definitely see how it impacted her.
And forget Gone in 60 Seconds, how this brazen Bay Area crew pulled off a big jewelry heist in a third of that time. But we begin with some breaking news. Just minutes ago, the governor's office confirming that two of Governor Newsom's children have tested positive for COVID-19. And we're told the governor, his wife, and their two other children are negative, and the entire family is following COVID protocols.
And an update on another breaking story in Alameda County, where a series of grass fires briefly forced evacuations in Pleasanton. We're told the three fires burned a total of about 10 acres along 680 near Sunol. They have now been contained, and evacuation orders for a few streets on the other side of the hill have been lifted.
And there could be some fire relief on the horizon, albeit very brief. Right now at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area, we are tracking a chance of actual measurable rain. Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. We will need every drop we can get because the fire danger will be back within days. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagen with your weekend forecast, Paul.
And there is a chance of rain. It's not going to be a washout for the weekend. So any outdoor plans, go ahead with those because most of this rain is going to fall after the sun goes down Saturday evening and before mid-morning on Sunday. So this is a fairly short window of opportunity for some rain, but we're still anticipating some measurable rain, mainly from around the bay northward. It's not going to be much inland in the East Bay or the Santa Clara Valley, but close to a tenth of an inch of rain around Santa Rosa. Again, it's not much, but it's September. We don't expect much. We'll take every drop that we can get. This is going to be a difference maker for the fire season in Northern California. The northern coast, an inch or two of rain for Washington and Oregon, 1 to 2 inches of rain widespread. So this is really going to matter around the Monument Fire and the McFarland Fire. And those are the two fires that have been sending smoke consistently down towards the Bay Area over the past several weeks. We will take a look at our fire threat as we head into early next week, if that little bit of rain we see this weekend is going to help us out. It's coming up in the full forecast.
All right, thank you, Paul. The jury in the Theranos trial will have a lot to think about over the weekend. KPIX5's Len Ramirez was in the courtroom as a former top scientist testified that she felt she had no choice but to resign from Elizabeth Holmes' blood testing startup.
Sharika Gangakedkar was one of the first 25 people hired at Theranos in 2005. She was a senior scientist and manager of a team developing blood tests for the Edison mini analyzers, and she reported directly to Elizabeth Holmes. She said employees worked in silos, were unhappy, and stressed. She said problems came to a head when Theranos was launching new versions of their machines for Walgreens and a secret new client. I don't think the devices were ready to use on patient samples, she told the jury. She said she brought her concerns to Elizabeth Holmes, but Holmes told her she had made promises and, quote, had no choice but to go ahead with the launch. Gangakedkar tearfully recounted how she then resigned after 8 years, saying she wanted to make a difference but felt her efforts went to waste. Former prosecutor Michelle Hagen says moments like that matter to the jury.
They feel the emotion, and, you know, given her age and what she went through and the fact that she was a whistleblower, I'm sure you can definitely see how it impacted her.
On cross-examination by the defense, Gangakedkar agreed that some of what Theranos was doing was getting glowing reviews from clients like GlaxoSmithKline, which said in an email the company provided quality data.
I think what the defense is trying to do is to show that their tests were more accurate than the prosecution is letting us believe. But it's, you know, it's slowly. That's the thing about these cases, is they just build incrementally.
Len Ramirez, KPIX5.
Well, a guilty verdict handed down today in the Robert Durst murder trial in Los Angeles. A jury convicted the New York real estate heir of first-degree murder in the death of his best friend, Susan Berman. She was shot at point-blank range in her L.A. home in 2000. She was set to tell police how she helped cover up his wife's killing years before.
New video of a brazen smash and grab at a Daly City mall. It shows at least four suspects breaking display cases at a Serramonte Center jewelry store yesterday and rushing out with handfuls of gems. The whole heist took about 20 seconds. And a series of Bay Area purse snatchings will be prosecuted as a hate crime case. 23-year-old Derje Blanks and 24-year-old Anthony Robinson are accused of targeting Asian women, assuming they'd be carrying cash. The alleged spree included more than 40 incidents in 10 cities. Some victims were hurt as they were wrestled to the ground. Others said the suspects directed racial slurs at them. The men were arrested last Friday following a brief chase and crash that injured a toddler in another car.
Well, an RV park set up to help Oakland's homeless population may be backfiring on some local businesses nearby. The city provided a safe RV parking lot at High Street and Howard. It's right next to a car wash and some other businesses, including a gymnastics facility. But the car wash owner says that a couple of these homeless people have chased after his employees with a knife. And Kevin Kim says that someone even rammed a truck into his building to try to steal his ATM machine. Kim says that it's become too dangerous and costly to do business here.
That cost me $20,000 in damage. And for a business that's already barely making it, to shell out another $20,000 is ridiculous. Me as a business owner, I don't feel safe here anymore. And I need the city to do something about it.
Well, a city councilman for the district says that he's trying to get the city to provide more police protection for these businesses.
Take a live look at the state capitol, where Governor Newsom has approved two new laws aimed at boosting the housing supply by slicing through local zoning ordinances. The first will require cities to approve up to four units on a single family lot or splitting up lots into smaller parcels for individual sale. The second law will make it easier for cities to rezone neighborhoods near mass transit for denser housing.
Now they can keep their home, which is fine. Right, but it also gives them an opportunity to take that home and either split that lot and create three more homes for other families to be able to also move in. But it could be their own family.
A UC Berkeley study recently found the bills could allow for up to 600,000 units to be created. And California could lose up to $337 million in federal rent relief if it doesn't speed up its distribution process. That's according to the state auditor, who found the housing department has earmarked 81% of its first round funding so far. It has until September 30th to allocate the rest.
PG&E is proposing another rate hike to mitigate wildfire risks if the utility's request passes muster with the PUC. The average residential customer's bill would increase by about 4.5%, or an average of $10 a month. New at 7, people in East Contra Costa County are about to get a long-awaited and much-needed boost in their fire protection. East Contra Costa Fire Protection District just agreed to be annexed into Confire. And right now, the nearly 250 square mile district has just three engine companies, about half of what it needs, and voters have repeatedly shot down tax measures to boost the funding. And that's forced Confire to stretch itself thin, providing mutual aid. Live look at Salesforce Tower. Dreamforce will be returning to San Francisco next week after the pandemic forced it to go viral last year. The massive tech conference draws nearly 200,000 people and millions of dollars to San Francisco each fall. Now, this year, attendance will be reduced a bit, but you should still expect heavy traffic and detours around Moscone Center. The event will run Tuesday through Thursday.
Look at your top headlines. A surprising split decision on booster shots. In a blow to President Biden's plan to shore up people's protection, an FDA advisory panel soundly rejected the idea of offering most Americans a third Pfizer dose. Instead, it endorsed boosters only for Americans 65 and older or at high risk for severe disease. Now, some medical experts tell us the approach makes sense for where we are at the moment.
In terms of the data, the FDA is following the data right now, and older people is really where the signal is, and they're being proactive in those who are at risk of having complications.
Now tonight, at least one Bay Area county, Alameda, says it is moving ahead with booster shot preparations while it awaits further guidance. Temporary fences are back up around the nation's capital a day before a rally in support of January insurrectionists. Homeland Security says it's aware of some online threats. The National Guard is on standby. And the U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan late last month killed as many as 10 civilians, including several children, and not an ISIS-K terrorist, as the military previously reported.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces and the evacuees at the airport. But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
Congressman Ro Khanna and Fremont Mayor Lily Mai met with some Afghan refugees at Warm Springs Park this afternoon. They're trying to make sure the families are getting the help that they need.
We have hundreds of pending cases, and the reality is we are in touch with the State Department. They're monitoring the cases, but right now there are not enough flights out of Afghanistan. There are not enough people in terms of getting folks across the border. We've had some folks stuck in Belgium, some folks stuck in Wisconsin.
Meantime, the humanitarian crisis is intensifying along the southern border. More than 12,000 migrants, mostly Haitians, are at a makeshift camp under a bridge in Texas. Within the past 90 minutes, we've learned the government plans to send many of them back to Haiti starting Sunday. And Ken, many of these refugees have been gathering along the border after last month's devastating earthquake.
Elizabeth, thank you for that. The Biden administration has unlocked federal funding to replenish California's stock of fire hoses. Normally, they're stored in a warehouse, thousands of them in Redding, but they ran out. So teams had to order more from a warehouse in Alaska. Big push to reduce fire danger in the East Bay Hills. Part of the issue, widespread tree die-off across the East Bay regional parks. And park leaders gathered today to renew their plan for a worst-case scenario. They have been working for years to mitigate the danger over dozens of miles and thousands of acres.
Like you were saying, it's little pieces, but once you crack this, then you got to come back a couple years later. That's the problem. We got so much land, and to maintain it, you gotta be on top of it.
Yeah, similar preparations being credited with saving entire neighborhoods along Highway 50 as the Caldor fire burned toward South Lake Tahoe. Meanwhile, in Sequoia National Park, the base of the General Sherman has essentially been Reynolds wrapped to try to protect it from the nearby KNP complex fire. Other parts of the park are also being wrapped up. The lightning sparked fire expected to reach the area within days. Another wildfire in the region last year killed thousands of sequoias. Some had stood for centuries.